It's Power 107.5.
Okay. People, pay attention.
WCKX Columbus, a Radio 1 station. It's time for Any Given Sunday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Power 107.5.
Yo, this is Any Given Sunday. Any Given Sunday. 107.5, showing y'all it's only one way. Tune in every Sunday. Chill with the crew, because we've been to let the city hear all the good news.
Can we tell them like, Any Given Sunday.
Power 107.5, turn your radios up. You are tuned in to Any Given Sunday, the only show on Power 107.5 that gives you news, entertainment, unpredictable moments of raw and uncut radio, but most of all, the only show that's for you, by you, and we cannot do this show without you. I am your host, Yavis Sellis, right across from me.
Coolest kid you know, SP the Cool Kid. What's good?
And to his left,
the second coolest kid you know, just Spurs.
Now listen, man, if you want to join into the conversation via social networks, visit us on ours. That's facebook.com/power1075. Or you can hit us on Twitter using the hashtag AGS or at power1075. You can always email us as well. We check the emails frequently. Well, we're supposed to check the emails frequently. We're going to start doing a better job. Any Given Sunday Radio at gmail.com. Shout out to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Big win this weekend. You watched the game?
Listen, I can't really say what I want to say, but I didn't get to see the game. You know, Saturday, I'll be running errands and everything like that. But this is the thing. Urban Meyer was all smiles after the win.
Yeah. It was a nice little acrobatical thing that Braxton did to score a touchdown, like a little front flip that was dope. You know what I mean?
They brought up on SportsCenter Sunday morning that there are three teams in Ohio, three collegiate teams
in Ohio. Man, you better tell them, Burns. Tell them.
That are undefeated.
You better tell them. So
that's that's Mountain Union.
Okay.
Wait, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Hold on, time
and
out.
And SP, I'm going to let you. No, see, now, that's the thing,
what
SP.
What you saying time out for?
I felt disrespected because you went out of order.
No. But here's the thing, SP. You got to build the drama. You got to build the drama.
You're not never happy, man.
But here's the thing, SP. On television, they didn't give your school the proper hype. I would have, because they was like, Ohio Dominican, Mountain Union.
Yeah, they're right.
And the Ohio State, because they just rolled right over your school. So I was trying to build a hype for you.
Right.
Hey, thank. Let me try that one more time. That's how you build hype.
Undefeated.
The Ohio Dominican University. We are undefeated. We got the longest winning streak in Division II. But it's quite interesting that all Ohio sports teams have undefeated football records. That's crazy.
I think that's dope. And I got another announcement to make later on tonight. I'm going to save it. Let the anticipation just build.
You want to
just come
horn?
In and tell y'all. Yeah, I'm going to need one. So this break, listen, coming up tonight, we'll be discussing the growing trend of Black Friday bonanza, pretty much. Is Black Friday becoming bigger than
Thanksgiving?
Bananas,
bonanza.
It's crazy. Also, we discussed a dangerous game that teens are playing all across the country that could potentially hurt or kill you. And the Stand Your Ground law may be coming to Ohio. So stay tuned for this week's special guest as well. You're listening to Any Given Sunday on Power 107.5. Coming up, DJ Khaled, No New Friends.
Another one.
Yeah. Stay down my day one. Then we in the club screaming, no new friends.
DJ Khaled!
Still here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. I still ride with my day one. I don't really need no new friends. I stay down from day one. So I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. H-Town, my second home, like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you selling out the garden. Four-car garage, pouring something. Birdman go brrr, cause he know this shit retarded. On the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch up, really call started from the bottom. Yes, Lord, OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my. All my thoughts love me if I had a baby mama. She would probably be richer than a lot of you. Hey, that's luxury, dog. Day one, man, you stuck with me, dog. Ever since YouTube, been calling me the leader of the new school. For me, dog, yeah.
No new friends. Still here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. No new friends. No new friends. No new.
Let's ride.
I still
still ride with my day one. Don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new. I stayed down from day one, so I said, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new.
Stay down from day
one, so I say,
all of my photographs got hate vermin. Big homies all certified, nothing gonna take from it. Follow code, study game, feed fam, fame. All black, my whip foreign, need bad hoe, keep tiptoeing down in Turks and Caicos. Boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, Khaled, that's my flesh out. All I want is love, money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night, my same. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Still here with my day one, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Still ride with my day one, don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. I stayed down from day one, so I said, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Stay down from day one, so I said, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Stay down from day one, so I say,
I'm here with my I'm too hip to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. Be good, fellas. Boy, all them with you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new. Still here with my day one, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new. Still ride with my day one, don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends,
stay young, been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, new. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. Stay down from day one, so I say,
no new friends, no new friends. Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5, that DJ Khaled, no new friends. Excited about tonight's show, man. Now, recently in the news, I've been seeing a lot of entrepreneurs are starting this new the startup procedure. What they're doing is that they take celebrities and you pay into a charity where you can actually win lunch with a celebrity. So right now, the biggest one is going on right now. You can pay $50,000 for a charity for a chance to win lunch with Mike Tyson.
Time out. Did you say $50,000 like somebody just got that on deck?
That's what you do. So you give money to this charity, 50 grand, and it puts you in a pot to win lunch with Mike Tyson. And there's other celebrities they have set up as well where you can probably, you know, spend less to win lunch with these celebrities. Now, my question to you all is, would you do lunch with Mike Tyson?
No.
For free?
Yeah. Yes.
See, there's the question.
Yeah, for free, yes.
But not spending 50 grand.
No.
I wouldn't spend the money. And again, the folks who are spending 50 G's got 50 G's to spend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a tax write-off. It's a charitable tax write-off, and it's lunch with Mike Tyson.
I don't know, man. I mean, if I had 50 grand, I would spend money to have lunch with Mike Tyson.
No.
Because the experience, I think it'd be funny.
If you only had 50 grand, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, the value of the money.
Okay.
Yeah, the value of the money.
So my question is this. How much to take a punch in the face from Mike Tyson?
Nah, bro.
He probably don't punch as hard as he used to.
I will take $250,000 on pay-per-view.
Just $250,000?
Yeah, but listen, now I would take that $250,000 and I turn it into a book deal, a reality show, you know.
But what's your reasoning behind doing it on pay-per-view?
I want some of that money. I'm going to get a percentage of the pay-per-view.
Okay.
You know what? I think you'll have a better chance starting a random fight with Mike Tyson than trying to really set it up.
Try to world star, you know
and
what I mean?
Sue him?
A lot of phones around
and,
there.
And then, I don't think you have to sue him.
I don't think you could sue him because I don't think Mike Tyson's got $250,000 to pay me.
But the thing
I didn't think we were getting the money from Mike Tyson.
But the thing is, he's a boxer. His hands are registered. So if he hits you, that's a weapon.
But if I antagonize him,
That's still a weapon.
Yeah, as long as you don't touch him, man, I think you're fine.
I mean, but if he you know uses the stand your ground law and just turns around and punches me.
Which is actually perfect. We're talking about stand your ground law tonight, and we're talking about this game, this thing called the knockout game, which is actually taken a lot of innocent victims and really has taken some lives throughout the past couple of years. Now, people say that this game is not new. You know, I mean, personally, I've seen it happen when I was in high school, and people go around. If you haven't heard of this game, what happens is this: it's a violent game that's trending among teenagers across the country, and it involves assaulting unaware people. And what happens is, victims are assaulted maybe by a group of people, maybe by one person. They walk up to you and they just punch you out of nowhere in your face, try to knock you out. And it's been a game that's been spreading. Some people call it a one-hitter quitter, knock them and drop them, point them and knock them out. It's like a new wrinkle to the game that people have added tasers to the mix sometimes.
Tasers?
So what happened is they, you know, come up to you in your side with the taser, and then somebody just punches you out of nowhere.
That's crazy. That's real dangerous. Because, I mean, when you get tased, I've never been tased, but I've seen videos of it. I mean, your whole body freezes up.
Right.
And then when you get hit, that's just terrible. Like, I can't imagine.
So, SP, do you think this is kind of growing again, of course, because of the social network issues? Like, for example, Vine. You know, my little...
That's all I was going to say. Yep.
Hey. My little nephew, he got in trouble because he wanted to make a smack cam video at school. And so he got on Vine, he made this smack cam video, and he got suspended from making a smack cam video.
People's whole... The only thing they do now is they only do it for the Vine.
Right.
Do it for the Vine.
Right.
World star.
Right.
Everybody's trying to be these internet stars, and they don't think about their future. It's messing up their life.
Now, hold on now. Now, you say it was your cousin, Yavez?
Yeah.
Now, he did not get suspended from school for making a Vine video.
Well, he got suspended for smacking his mind in
the face. There it is.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, the person who was holding the camera, did he get suspended for making a Vine video?
No, see,
because
I think
that's where we need to draw the line between, because again, a lot of these games that we're hearing, smacking people in the mouth, the knockout game, none of that's new. None of that's really new over the years.
Yeah.
What's new is folks are saying, okay, hold the camera, I'm about to punch this dude.
Right.
All
right.
And again, that's the new 2013 wrinkle to this particular game.
Right.
Because they're not knocking people out unless there's a camera involved.
I think that's the issue. Everybody's doing it, like you said, for the actual fame that you can get online, for the world star piece that you can get online. And it's one of those things where you just act without knowing that it's going to be crazy consequences that could come about this. And it's crazy because two young boys, ages 13 and 14, they were caught on a security camera in New York, where they've been charged with actually a murder.
Mm.
What they did is they end up punching a disabled man in the head, knocking him out. And consequently, the 56-year-old kid, he died. I mean, a 56-year-old man died. He died. And so these kids' life are now ruined.
But you know what? I think when something like that happens, it's only two reactions they want. The hit and the ooh, and then you run away and you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody dies, now when you get arrested, now you add a whole new element to the game because you don't have a plan for that.
Right.
And matter of fact, we was just talking about Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
Them kids got punched in the face when that guy died. Yeah. So now what do you do?
You see, this is something else because these kids were caught on a security camera. That means there's no telling who's out here watching these folks just smack people in the mouth and thinking they're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's not like an innocent punch. Like, for example, you had, of course, the guy in New York who, the homeless man, he was hit and his head fell in between two iron posts. Then you had another teacher in Pittsburgh who was punched. He fell unconscious and his head hit a curb, concrete curb. You got a man in Brooklyn who was also knocked unconscious, and even women who have been targeted by this brutish game. Mm-hmm. So this is something that's been growing and it's getting out of control. And I think the issue a lot of times, especially with the stand your ground law and people who are carrying concealed weapons, you know, you go up and you punch the wrong person, and this person is carrying a concealed weapon, and now what do?
It's like, self-defense to them.
Right.
Take a bullet.
And that's what happened. So in Lansing, Michigan, a teen attempted to tase an unsuspecting father. So what happened was they're riding around in his van. And the actual father is at the school bus stop with his 6-year-old child. And so the bus comes to get the kid. I guess they're riding around, and he sees the van, and he says, you know, I didn't think anything of it because I don't have any enemies. I don't have any kind of issues with anybody. And so while he's waiting to pick up his daughter at the school bus, a teen got out and put the taser into his side. But what happened is the taser did not work. So the actual victim who was approached, Marvin Wheeler, he pulled out a gun and he shot the guy who was trying to tase him two times in the buttocks. And now this kid is doing, you know, like a year or so in jail because of an attempt to tase this guy. And, you know, he responded to it.
All for the Vine.
For the Vine.
What makes this scary to me is that there's a man at the bus stop with a gun in his pocket waiting on his six-year-old daughter.
Right.
And the reason he carries that gun in his pocket was just that purpose right there.
Yeah.
And his eye, I mean, again, the kid didn't mean any harm. He was just playing around.
Right.
But again, this man thought to himself, he had this fear already, which is why he was carrying this gun.
Yeah, and I think what's crazy about this particular game is that, you know, a lot of teenagers, I know when we got involved in it and we did it growing up, it was because you wanted to prove your manhood. But I think the fact that we played this game, now I look back at it, it just proved how childish we really were.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we had no regard for other people's, you know, family members and their feelings. Because when you see moms and dads getting punched out of nowhere by teenagers, then I think there's a huge lack of respect in showing that you're still a child.
It's just crazy to hit somebody. Like you said, that's disrespectful.
For no reason.
In the mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've always said if somebody hit me, they need to knock me out because I don't know what happened after that. And the thing is, the game is called knockout for a reason. Because
right.
if you don't knock out that person, again, that guy had a concealed weapon. You don't know what day that guy could have been having anything. And you just take a risk to hit somebody?
Yeah.
Off of the vine.
He's lucky he shot him in the butt.
Right, right.
That's true.
I think that's the good thing about it, too.
If he shot him in the spine, he's in a wheelchair, he's a quadriplegic. Hope that's funny.
Yeah. And I think these situations right here, if you are listening and you have partaken in this particular game or you have considered partaking into this particular game, I think you have to consider the consequences that come from things like this. You know, it's not just a childish, fun opportunity to be on Vine or be on Instagram. This could possibly change the course of your life.
It's not like games I played when I was younger, knock on the door and run.
Right.
You
right.
know, maybe I might have threw a couple of rocks at some windows, broke a window. That could be replaced. You hitting somebody, it's just so many problems that can come with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the stand your ground law, I mean, let's kind of transition into that. You know, you got this knockout game, and then now we're kind of talking about this stand your ground law that possibly could really come to Ohio that would be similar like the one in Florida. So you could possibly see a lot of craziness that could take place due to this. You know, you put these two elements together, I can see how crazy this could get.
And Ohio is a crazy state. Let's think about that.
Yeah.
We concentrate on the 3C cities. We concentrate on Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. But outside of those cities, it's a lot of farmland. People think we country for a reason.
Yeah.
So you want to bring this to a state that swings between red and blue, that has a lot of different opinions about people, and it's still some people who have an old school mind frame. You want to bring this where it's easier to make that excuse that, oh, yeah, I was standing my ground.
Yeah.
We see everything that's happening in Florida. We always want to copy Florida with something. Florida in 2004, they had the whole voting thing. And now, last year, mm-hmm. Ohio had the last election, Ohio had the voting thing too.
Right.
So now they want to do the stand your ground law? Come on, man.
Well, the thing about it is that this is really moving closer and closer to happening because I believe that it's actually been taken out of the House into the actual Senate. And so this could possibly happen really, really soon with this Ohio stand your ground law.
We already got the concealed weapons thing, which is crazy. So it's just adding an element to that, which I don't really agree with.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a multifaceted gun bill. And it passed in the House 62-27. And I don't know, man. Protesters, you know what I'm saying, of course, have been disrupting the sessions. And I think what I'll do for sure on my due diligence is try to find out more information about what this actually means for Ohio and what this is going to mean for people around here. Because, I know that this could become something a lot bigger than what it is now.
But do you think it actually make the state safer?
See, I don't think it's going to turn into the Wild Wild West.
I
don't think we're going to be that close. But again, I think we're stepping in that direction. With the stand your ground law, and we, like you said, we already have the carry and conceal. Like, folks are just going to become trigger happy.
Yeah.
And they're basically going to wait until the law takes it into their own hand.
And I think that's what's, you know, Representative Alicia Reese of Cincinnati. She's the president of the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus. And she said it's a kill-at-will bill that will lead to deaths. And it's one of those things where, hey, you know, I got the opportunity now, and I'm under the law. I can kill you under the law. But somebody else also said is, what if a life can be saved from this? Because, like the situation of knockout, if some teenage kids come up to you and decide they want to, you know, make you a spectacle on Instagram, I'm not saying you should kill them, but now you have kind of the right to defend yourself in a certain way.
But again, it's a fine line. You
Very.
Know, because once that person is dead, it's one story versus the other. You know what I'm saying? So again, like the lady who was on the man's porch, she was shot and killed.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more people who are walking through the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time of night, and just because they can, it's just going to be target practice on the wrong people.
So, but do you feel like a person who's facing maybe a life-threatening situation should not face a duty to flee and hope for the best? Because at the end of the day, right now, that's what it is. You have a duty to flee a situation. So if I'm faced with a deadly situation, do I run and hope that I get away from the situation?
But see, what I'm afraid of is right now, there's not a lot of people. Well, and again, I found out that over the years, there are a lot of people who own guns.
Right.
There are an extremely crazy amount of people who own guns that you wouldn't think own guns. But I'm afraid that with this new law, people who wouldn't own guns before are going to own guns now.
Absolutely.
Almost because they can, and they're fearing like, uh-oh, with this law, other people getting guns, so I now need to strap up.
Right.
And but now you're giving more people who drink coffee and Red Bull guns.
But you know what you got to realize, too? You got to put it in scenarios and situations. You at the club, you get into it with somebody at the club.
Right.
You go to the car. The problem is still there. You pop your trunk. You stood your ground. Now that person is not going to jail. And it could have been something as silly as stepping on somebody's shoe. That's my ex-girl. You trying to talk to them. Vice versa, whatever.
Right.
I mean, if you take it outside and y'all get into that altercation outside, you're standing your ground. Do we really need that? That's a real question.
And again, that's another scenario. But like I said, once someone's dead, you can make up whatever story you want. You could say you were at that club and got into the beef, but that beef could be 10 weeks old, and you're just trying to get back at them.
But I feel like even with this law, you know, they say that you still have to prove that, you know, either deadly force was being used against you before you were able to use, you know, deadly force.
Lawyer up.
Definitely.
I know the lawyers are loving it.
So I think, again, on my part, we'll make sure any given Sunday we'll bring in somebody probably from both sides, honestly. We got to bring somebody from both sides to kind of speak to the sentiment of this case. But I think going back to the original story of the knockout game, I kind of want to know what the people think. You know, what do you think the reason is for this game, and kind of what can we do, either one, to protect ourselves, but also to educate young people out there of why this shouldn't take place?
Yeah, let your kids know.
Yeah, because of course you could say, well, don't go out and play this game. But I think we have to, like, sit them down and show them what's happening, that there's deaths that are taking place because of this particular game.
Not only deaths, folks are spending time in jail, okay? Because, again, kids don't see, a lot of the kids today, they don't see consequences. They play video games. Those video game characters get up.
Right.
All you have to do is hit reset. But the problem is these kids are punching people, and they think that is over. Next thing you know, their homeboys are coming back, knocking them out, and now a mother's lost a son.
Definitely, man. Listen, give us a call, 821-1075, 821-1075. Coming up next, man, we have Mr. Marquise Mitchell, man. He did a great video with the mayor, Mayor Coleman of Columbus, Ohio, and has a great initiative that he's working on. So we're bringing him in to talk. But listen, 821-1075, what do you think about this game, and how can we change it? Let's pay some bills, SP.
This show is for you and by you.
You listening to my peoples.
It's Any Given Sunday.
In the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Open work for imagined law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be that if you could be mine, we both shine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days. Your way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cash, lost tribe of Shabazz.
free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Deep for breakfast. Dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you could have all the chips, be poor or rich. Still nobody wanna get in to have a issue. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
Boom, baby. Hey, man, you ain't telling me what's going on the air. Power 107.5, any given Sunday. Nas, Lauryn Hill, if I ruled the world. You heard my cameo right there. You mad, bro?
Nah, I ain't mad.
Nice.
Why you mad, bro?
He mad. He over there sick right now. You mad, you saw it?
He got me with that joke earlier. You know, I'll be having that ear. Inside joke.
So we're talking about the Ohio Stand Your Ground Law and this whole knockout game that's been taken over with a lot of teens in the city and really across the nation, honestly. So the phone line's been blowing up all night. SP, let's go to the phone lines.
Yes, I think about that. That is crazy. Nikki shouldn't do that.
I believe that everybody should be able to protect themselves, not only law enforcement. As a woman, I should be able to protect myself in any situation. I believe that.
The gun control law totally is, it's illegal. And when they created it, the gun control was first created back in 1934. They couldn't get it off again until 1968. Then they tried to reinstitute it. But they know it incurs multiple punishment. It incurs double jeopardy. When a person like yourself don't know the difference, because see, when you're sentenced to anything, that sentence out, we say.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you, this is a very good topic, and I'm glad you guys are having it. But on the CCW, the concealed carry weapons permit, there are more people than you probably imagine of all races and nationality who are licensed to carry. And to me, anybody that would play that game, they better pick the right target. Otherwise, you're absolutely right. You're going to see more people killed, you know. And it's a shame that we live in a world where right now guns are selling at an all-time high. Ammunition is at a shortage. Gun shows are every weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's because of things like this, home invasion, and the other things that, unfortunately, young people are engaged in, supposedly because they're bored. And it is going to lead to more people, I think, being shot. And I have to add, and I know you guys might disagree, but I believe that if you are foolish enough to run up on somebody and hit them in the face to record for something as silly as a website, if you are killed, you deserve it.
Wow. That's a very, very powerful statement. If you are killed, you deserve it.
He ain't lying.
Man.
I mean, listen, those are the consequences. Like I said, you either want to shot, somebody gonna turn around and knock you out.
Right.
Or you're going to jail.
Well, let's do this. I mean, I think talking about, you know, teenagers and about this particular situation and about, you know, some positive things going on in the community. Let's bring it more towards a positive spin. We said we want to bring in some, you know, youth from across the city who are doing some amazing things. We have Mr. Marquise Mitchell here with us today. And we want to talk to him a little bit about kind of what they're doing and the positive movement that they're making across the city. They created a video with Mayor Coleman called the Mayor Coleman Rap. And so, Marquise, tell us about yourself and kind of who you have here with us today, man. Glad you can make it in.
Hey, thank you. Thank you a lot. My name is Marquise Mitchell. Some of you people may know me out there as Keys of Flight. Who I have in here with me today is my group, Finesse Family. I'm in here live with
Family.
Devontae. I'm in here with Lex Ellis, our new singer, Taewon, and Drew Gottem.
Yeah, that's me, that's me.
All right, so Marquise, I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard about this knockout game and kind of what's been going on with it. I mean, in your opinion, what is your outlook on this particular situation? And I mean, what's going through the mind of some of these teams, do you think, from your perspective?
The whole knockout game is childish to me.
Right.
You know, I just don't understand why kids, especially kids my age, I don't understand why kids my age feel like they have to be a product of their environment.
Right.
You know, to get as far as we are today, what inspires us is what goes on around us, you know, and some kids around us, they just like, instead of being inspired by it and trying to, you know, uplift and rise out of it, they want to be a product about it. So I guess that's what it is. I guess they feel trapped.
So what's inspiring you to do something a little more different and go a different route in terms of positive music?
Just really waking up every day.
Right.
Every day above ground is a good day.
Right.
So waking up every day, you know, releasing stress off my grandmother, my mother, and, you know.
It's a good way to look at it, man. Really good way looking at it. So, I mean, what was it like working with Mr. Mayor Coleman and, you know, his staff?
Mr. Mayor Coleman, he's a real fun dude. He's very, very outgoing. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought he was gonna be like, "Don't do this and don't miss this step." But he's really fun. He's really fun to work with.
That's cool.
So I got a question. Like, if I was in the car right now, you said people my age, I would say, "How old is he?" So how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. So how did the Mayor B. Coleman Succeed Project even come about?
The Mayor Project Succeed comes from my manager, my mentor, my role model right now, my father figure. His name is Deshaun Williams, mm-hmm. over at Through Mind's Eye.
Yeah, he's
the
good
whole
people,
program.
Man.
Yeah, man. I love him to death, man. We love him to death. Through Mind's Eye is a program where you can take your talent and set it on a career pathway. It's a free event. You know what I mean? Not a free event, but it's a free program.
Right.
Yeah, man. For any kid out there that feel free and feel like they want to put their talent on a career pathway, graphic design, web design, music video design, and things of that nature, come on down tomorrow afternoon, 6 p.m., 3300 Forsyth Avenue.
That's good stuff, man. So my question to you is kind of, what are some events that really took place that kind of made you like, you know what, I need to get out here and do this music this way?
To be honest, things that make me want to do music this way is the death of Taewon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And the death of Lamont Frazier.
Okay.
The most. Because they were kids, just like I was, just like I'm a kid, just looking for a way out.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, some kids have to be a victim of the ignorance that's going on around here.
Right. So what advice would you give people who are kind of living in this turmoil, in a sense, you know?
Rise above. Separate yourself from nonsense.
Man, that's good stuff, man. I mean, I think it's great to see somebody 17 years old in here focused, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got a nice focus about yourself. And, you know, what are some of your educational plans as far as school, man? Like, what are you trying to do? I know music is a big part of that, but what are you trying to make happen?
Actually, with a program through Mind's Eye, once I finish public school, they'll pay for me to go to a college called Grooveview, where mm-hmm. I can also continue my pathway of career and music and things like that. So I'm going to finish there and then branch off to Atlanta with my fellas right here.
Okay, that's good stuff, man. My question to you is, I mean, you got to stop the movement. So what makes this idea unique? Because, you know, honestly, everybody does music, everybody raps, sing, they got this movement. So what makes y'all just different?
What makes us different is just, first of all, I feel as if we're the first group of kids to come out. Don't get in trouble, no records, no anything like that. That's one. And then just two, what makes our thing unique is when our music, we don't just, you know, some people, they want to stop the streets in the streets. But what they don't understand is most problems that occur in the streets come from how people feel at home.
Yeah.
So what our music comes from is like uplifting people from inside so it can affect the outside.
Oh, dope. Good stuff.
What keeps you guys away from the negativity?
We'll answer that, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, see, just being in the studio every day,
yeah,
that really keep us away from all the negative stuff and stuff like that. I mean, all of us, we all do our own thing. Like, I make videos and photographers, we do everything ourselves.
Dope.
That just keep us busy and out of whatever else is going on. I mean,
yeah.
So right there, that just keep us out of it.
That's good stuff, man. Let's put him on the spot right now because you know you in the stew.
You good
you
for that?
You on any given right, Sunday? Yeah, this is what I do. I put that. You on the spot.
Yeah, he sure
see
do.
If you really nice or not.
Go on the spot.
So we want to hear freestyle positive. Of course, you know no cuss word, nothing like that because you on the air live. So you mess up live and the whole city going here, yeah. Everybody live streaming going here.
We going to get in trouble.
You know what I mean?
Right, we're both going to go. We're going to take turns.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, this song. I say, girl, you beautiful. You belong on the runway. But instead you want to run away because you don't like how life run. Them tears run down your face as the night come. You going through a dark phase wondering when the night's over. Hold up. They talk about you, baby girl, so what? They even crucified Jesus, then prayed to him when times got rough. Seemed like every brother in your face wants you know what. So as you grew up, I figure dating made you nervous because men come with lies just to satisfy our urges. We even go as far as splurging. I know that make you feel worthless. I know you hurting like what's going on. Mom at work or at the club, so you spend your time alone. And your brother barely home. He out doing his own, plus him and mom is on and off, so when he stays, it's never long. I know you feel like you've been doing something wrong. Don't hide behind designer no more, baby girl, you so pure.
All right.
Bars.
I got some. All right, go like this. This is Drew got him. Back in the 90s, hip-hop lost the realest. Now we stuck with fake rappers, always bragging about their millions. I don't want to hear it no more. Because if they wasn't gone, most of these artists wouldn't go far. They would get cut off the green like Molan. Where is the meaning to the music? Hip-hop saved me. My life it influenced. Because if I wasn't rapping, my life would probably be ruined. That's why I talk about dream pursuing, not about killing another human. Because obviously, the youth losing sight of their priorities. The generation filled with immaturity. See, nowadays we need a gun just to better our security. There's more to preach. Live, love, happiness, and loyalty. Four things in life that everybody ain't guaranteed. I do this for the family and the people that supporting me. TME, they believed in me.
Yo, this is I like this, man. This is solid, man.
You going?
This is off the beaten path of the whole Chief Keef movement type of joint. Man, you know what I'm saying?
The whole Midwest is under that Bang Bang Act right now. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's really dope, man. We definitely applaud y'all for what you all are doing. Tell people how they can get involved with the Through Mind's Eyes program real quick, though.
How you get involved with the Through Mind's Eyes program is Monday and Tuesdays. If you're really interested, I suggest you come down tomorrow, 6 p.m., 1300 Forsyth Avenue. That's straight down Fifth Avenue, like three blocks down from Fifth and High.
Yeah.
Come down. You'll see Drew got him down there and... Yeah, man, we get it.
Now, listen, real quick. I know you got a Twitter, so tell people your Twitter, and then what I want you to do is tweet everybody else's Twitter that's in your camp so people can follow y'all without saying everybody's Twitter. So say your Twitter, and then we can, you know what I mean?
Everybody follow me on Twitter right now, at KeisTheFlight.
How you spell it?
KuisThaFlijc.
Well, Keith, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate you, man. We love y'all's movement. Big ups to y'all, man. Hopefully y'all can get us a single one day. We can play it, you know what I'm saying, on the station one day. That'd be dope. So hopefully get us something. Listen, you're tuned in to Any Given Sunday. Coming up in the next hour, we're talking about Black Friday and this whole bonanza of Black Friday. We also have a great talent show winner who's coming in at 8 o'clock hour to come and sing for y'all and everything, man. So this is what we do, man. Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5. Let's hit them with the like comment.
Like this, gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' sod 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. So you must recognize your life, but they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely.
There are times when you need someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple. Why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop, and I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to, thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice happiness. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.
That I always see you guys helping out in the community. You're always out there in the streets, and that's what's up.
This show is for you and by you.
Any given Sunday.
Every Sunday, 7 p.m. on Power 107.5.
Yeah.
from back home. This when it hurts to be gone. Two more young names to be carved out of stone. One summer day that went horribly wrong. Got my dog on the phone, crying and saying to leave him alone. But I'm not leaving this side. I know that somebody died, somebody's child. Some people duck down and some people hide. Some people just cannot react in time. Bullets do not choose a victim. It is a shooter that picks them. They just can't wait to get you in the system. The district attorney could use a conviction. Told you no guns and then you didn't listen. Life is so heavy with that on your soul. Dedicate this to Cheyenne and Josh and pour something out for the lives that they stole. 416.
Power 107.5, you are tuned in to Any Given Sunday. That's Snoop Lion and Drake with No Guns Allowed. I have an issue calling this man Snoop Lion. I can't do it.
But
Snoop,
you know,
Dogg.
What? When you're a rapper and you've been in the game for 20 plus years,
yeah,
you can do that. I mean, what
just
other
change
rappers?
Your name out of nowhere, yeah, huh?
It's only him and LL that can still come out with CDs that actually might be bought.
Yeah.
Like Master P is trying to make a comeback. That's going to last
minute,
all about 2 seconds.
I want Master P to make a comeback,
who's
bro.
Buying LL records? LL could come out with a calendar, and my mom might get a calendar, but that's about it. No one's coming out. No one's buying.
Can him and Will Smith do a record together?
I can see that.
No, is that a joke? Are you serious?
I'm
about to say, like, what's going on here?
They're doing a Christmas album.
But now I want Master P to come back, because I remember Master P and his greatness, man, and that whole era of greatness. He's not a great rapper, but they put out great music.
Yeah.
If Master P comes out with the greatest hits compilation, I'll be excited.
True, true.
If Master P dare jumps back in the booth with Lil Romeo and Silk the Shaka, I'm done with it.
But you know what? If Master P comes back, FUBU, Platinum FUBU, Aniche, all that's got to come back too. They got to come back too. Yeah.
I think this is crazy, because Master P, if you look at their whole movie, they put out so much music. They had all the kind of artists. The twins, Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
You
know Mia X.
Mystical.
All of them. We ain't naming the same people. We can't name nobody different. They had like a roster of 20 people.
They had mad people, but all
every
the people
week,
I knew
CD.
Of was, you know, Kane and Abel, the Mia X.
And they always used the DJ Bling the DJ Bling for all their album covers.
Yeah.
See, that's what I didn't like.
That whole era.
Because
I thought
that
was dope.
All of their album covers looked
the
alike. They all had a panther.
Out.
They all had a tank. And they all had diamonds.
That was amazing branding. They started that whole giving cash chains type thing. You know, I think
Money did the same thing.
No. And again, No Limit started it.
Right.
No Limit started it. And I'm not hating on the game Master P put out there. He made a lot of dough. Terrible rap, but a lot of dough.
Terrible basketball player as well.
Terrible.
Remember he tried out for the Charlotte Hornets?
But he made the D-Squad.
He made the D-Squad, though.
So him making a D-Squad after putting out whack albums, you got to give him props.
And he
on
played
that.
In the actual game before, too, and made a foul shot.
That's
so
true.
So, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of folks who didn't make it as far as
that's
Master
true.
P
Touche.
In the NBA.
All right, respect.
That's a very, very good point. Now, you know, we talked about the whole knockout game, and we thank Marquise and his people for coming in as well. In Texas, there was a teacher who punched a student who's 12 years old in the face because of he made a joke about his favorite football team. And so the 12-year-old was knocked out cold after making fun of teacher's favorite NFL team. I know people who are like avid fans of certain teams. And
you are talking to one right now.
Yeah. So you were punching 12-year-old.
And if a 12-year-old talked about my Browns?
Yeah, man.
Tell him, SP.
Yeah, listen, no, I disagree. Because the Browns, I'm with you to a point, but the Browns lose every week. We'll be punching a lot of people. So my knuckles can't take that. So I just put my head down in shame.
As long as I'm only punching 12-year-olds, I'm cool. All
right, yeah, we can knock out 12-year-olds all day.
Every 12-year-old that walks up to me talking about the Browns has a chance
to get knocked out cold.
Let's backtrack.
Have my ground stood.
We're on the radio. We can't say we could just knock out 12-year-olds.
These are not the views of Power 107.5 or Radio 1. These are the views of Just Birds and SP, the cool kids.
We'll just play knockout with them.
So keep your 12-year-old kids away from them and talking about the Browns. But what happened was, you know, the kids had a joke about the teacher's team, and so I guess the teacher, you know, hit him in the shoulder first, but then followed up with the actual, you know, finishing knockout.
So he hit him with a two-piece?
Yeah, so hit him in the shoulder first, boom.
Now, and again, see, that's different. That's different. Now, you didn't say he got in a fight with the kid, because that's essentially getting in a fight with a kid.
So listen, the Houston 12 News said all of a sudden he just hit the kid in the shoulder, and the kid looked at him like, you know, what the heck? And then he followed up with another punch, which consequently knocked him out cold. The student said he woke up, like, in the hospital.
Wow. But, like, what would possess you to hit a 12-year-old kid about
talking
a football
about the Houston
team?
Texans.
Your team is losing.
A football team? Come on. How petty is that?
And the teacher was fired on the spot and escorted from the school before apologizing to Wells.
Now, the question
is, can't apologize. What are you going to do?
Has the kid's father met up with this teacher yet?
I don't think it's happened yet, but I'm pretty sure that that might take place.
Oh, that's going to take place.
or somebody's going to find a teacher eventually. You're knocking out 12-year-olds. That's just goodness.
A 12-year-old, man.
Actually, I'm hoping the school has surveillance of this actual video and that it surfaces soon.
You want that knockout? I'm fine. I got you.
I would just like to see how this actually happened. You know what I mean?
Wow. No, why would you want to see? It's probably a world star.
I want to hear the joke.
Yeah.
How many Houston Texans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
That was kind of a joke.
It just hit him twice.
But you know what? You're a grown man. Why are you letting a 12-year-old get under your skin?
Because you got thin skin.
Very.
You got very thin skin.
Yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. Now, in other news, a valet protest recently took place where the valet people were upset about a lack of pay. And so what they did was they waited till all the cars or all the keys came in. You had about maybe 100 or so keys at a particular restaurant. And then what valet did was they dumped the box all on the ground and then just left. And so people spent 5 to 7 hours, for one, looking for their cars, looking for their keys.
People so petty.
Because the valet people, they were upset about being, you know, under.
That's the least I would have done.
And they probably said YOLO when they
would
did
you
it.
Would you have took a car or something
I
like that?
I would have taken a couple cars. A matter of fact, I would have called the homies.
Nope. See, these people are smart. They thought, what crime is that? You're going to get fired anyway.
That's true.
If you take a car.
Grand larceny, you taking cars and everything.
Yeah, just throw them keys on the ground. Now, let them figure it out.
Okay. I'm never taking your advice, bro.
Hold on. let me reconfigure
just
how
hit
I would
up.
Do
Who cares
it.
If he's 12 years old?
I would call the homies and then throw all the keys on the ground.
So you can keep your job and do it next week?
I'd be standing right there like, look, the box broke.
Oh, my goodness.
What you want me to do?
Listen, man, you are tuned in to Any Given Sunday. This is what we do, man. Have fun and give you great information. Coming up tonight, we're still going to be discussing the growing Black Friday bonanza and if it's becoming bigger than Thanksgiving. We're also going to be talking to somebody who can help you manage your money as well. I think that's very important. We also have a talent show winner named Desiree Lindsay who's coming in and going to pretty much, you know, set the record straight, do her thing. So we're excited about the next half of this show, Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5.